The Off the Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province.
Join some of the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht as we travel round the country to preview the 2026-27 rugby season. Don't miss your chance to be there. Get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, the Champions League returns with Troy Parrott looking to make his debut in the competition with Real Betis. Manchester City and Aston Villa are both away from home on the opening night. And should Caoimhín Kelleher head back to Liverpool from Brentford to replace Alisson? But first today, Troy Parrott's in France to take on Lille in the same stadium where his Ireland teammate Robbie Brady scored that famous goal against Italy at Euro 2016. Real Betis returned to the Champions League for the first time in 20 years and they're fresh off Friday night's 1-0 win over Real Madrid. Parrott didn't appear in the Champions League for Spurs, so he's looking to make his debut in Europe's elite tier competition. Author and Spanish football writer Richard Fitzpatrick joined Enda Call and Matthew Brennan on Off the Ball Breakfast, and he described the reaction in Spain to Parrott's winner over Madrid last Friday.
What has been the reaction from Spain, from Betis and from the Spanish media to this defeat and to Troy Parrott's winner?
Wow, Irlandés de mi vida, Irishman of my life, my beautiful Irishman, is a hero, you know, in Seville. To score the winning goal, you know, last minute or 80th minute against Real Madrid, it's a huge moment for him. Like, that's... he will always have that night in Seville. So it's fantastic for Troy Parrott. It's just the start that he needs, you know, to get up and running. He'd had a few appearances beforehand. He had been unlucky a couple of times not to score, but it's a massive, massive moment. Even if he had got that in 3 or 4 years at Betis, it's an extraordinary achievement. So it'll really stand to him now, give him time to bet in. They're just delighting in Seville, and it was a surprise because they came off the back of an awful hiding to Levante, 5-2, like to let in 5 goals at Levante is really worrying. So it was a big surprise, but they showed extraordinary fight. It obviously helped them playing at home. That's typical of the Andalusian teams, the teams from the south. They're very, very formidable at home. I don't think Real Madrid had won at Betis in around 5 seasons. So it's a bit of a fortress, even though they're playing away from their home stadium, Benito Villamarín, for 3 seasons now to come. It was fantastic for Troy Parrott, and the knives are out for Madrid. All right, the press were very critical of them for not winning.
Remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday from 7:30 on the Go Loud app. It's also on YouTube. That match in France, by the way, kicks off at 8:00. Meanwhile, Manchester City boss Enzo Maresca says the club's huge summer spending won't add any extra pressure as they start their campaign tonight in Porto. City have invested more than €500 million in refreshing their squad after Pep Guardiola's exit. Maresca says there's always a need to win at a club like City.
When you are Manchester City, the expectations are always higher. It's very complicated to think where we can be, you know, in February, March, April, in terms of expectation. For me, the most important thing is to see that we are improving game after game.
Porto boss Francesco Farioli says his side are ready to test themselves against City. The Portuguese champions have made the perfect start to the season and have won all 5 of their domestic games to sit top of the table in Portugal. Farioli says it'll be a tough challenge for his side.
It's a team that is built since many years to win and to win everything. And what we will do is to stand on the pitch with a desire to try to make their life really, really hard.
Aston Villa boss Unai Emery believes his new look side are heading in the right direction despite starting the Premier League season without a win after three games. The Europa League holders start their Champions League campaign in Belgium against Club Brugge. And Emery is confident results will follow as the squad continues to gel.
We are progressing. Still not enough because we are not getting good results. But in Champions League, away with one team like Bruges, we must play focused, respectful, compete and try to get our best collectively. And this is the challenge.
That game kicks off at 5:45. The other early kickoff sees AK Athens host LASK of Austria. At 8, Jose Mourinho will go up against one of his former clubs when Real Madrid hosts Inter at the Bernabeu. Borussia Dortmund are at home to Villarreal. Someone who has Champions League experience is Quirin Kelleher. The current Brentford goalkeeper and Ireland number one featured several times in the competition for Liverpool. And speaking to our reporter Ben Symes yesterday, former Ireland goalkeeper Shay Given said the Corkman should perhaps consider going back to his old club to become their number one.
Do you think that Kelleher will be ready to go back to Liverpool?
Yeah, he's ready. Yeah. I think he was ready when he was at Liverpool. Never mind go back to Liverpool.
Were you surprised when he went for quite a relatively low fee, considering the fees in the Premier League moment?
Yeah, I said that last year. I think the good thing at Brentford done, but they got it done early. So when the window opened, they got him signed early the next day, I think, you know. And they obviously must have been talking to his agent for months leading up to that moment, you know. But I was surprised that Quirin maybe didn't leave it a bit longer in the window, perhaps. But then I think he's had false dawns before in the window and got down to deadline day and not moved, you know. I think he was at the age where it was a must sort of move Liverpool last summer because he had to play regularly. But again, it's great for him that he's played all season and really sort of cemented that number one jersey for club and country, let's be honest. And, you know, he's probably hoping for another season of similar ilk to last year.
Where do you think he can get to? And in comparison to his current colleagues in the Premier League in goals, like, where do you think he ranks? It's something that we were talking about the other day in Off the Ball, and you kind of think, Jesus, there are really many better goalkeepers than him at the moment in the Premier League.
Well, not many, no. I mean, that's the thing. And of course, Brentford has a model of sort of developing players and then, you know, selling them on again. So maybe that was another thing in Quirin's head, that I can play a couple of seasons at Brentford and maybe move again. And I mentioned the guys over there perhaps about maybe, I don't know if there's any sort of buyback clause at Liverpool because, you know, Alisson's into his 30s now perhaps. We've seen the same at Trafford when he went to Burnley and Man City had a buyback clause, you know. So we don't know the ins and outs of that, you know, but you would think, you know, Quirin knows Liverpool inside out. That would maybe be something that could be in the future as well.
Do you think that Kelleher will be ready to go back to Liverpool?
Yeah, he's ready. Yeah. I think he was ready when he was at Liverpool. Never mind go back to Liverpool. You know, again, I think he's proven both at club level and international level, he's a brilliant goalkeeper. And the thing that probably strikes me most about him is nothing really seems to faze him. He's very calm, I think, on and off the pitch. And I think that shows in his performances.
Nottingham Forest have parted company with global head of football, Edu. The former Arsenal sporting director joined Forest in 2025 and oversaw two transfer windows. He helped them bring in players including James McAtee, Igor Jesus and Dan Ndoye. The Brazilian is believed to have played no role in Forest's most recent recruitment, and he wasn't involved in the appointment of Oliver Glasner. Now, West Ham will look to continue their recent resurgence by making it three championship wins in a row when they travel to newly promoted Bolton tonight. Leader Swansea are away to Southampton. Jamie Vardy could be included in the Burnley squad for their clash at Wrexham. Cardiff host Stoke, Sheffield United travel to Blackburn, and Watford take on Preston. 2025 winners Newcastle will look to avoid an upset tonight when they travel to Millwall in the third round of the Carabao Cup. There's an all-Premier League clash between Sunderland and Hull. Bournemouth host Lincoln, Crystal Palace face Middlesbrough and Leighton Orient take on Bradford City. And former Ireland international and Everton defender Kevin Kilbane joined Eoin Shehan on the football show last night in the aftermath of the Premier League weekend. After the Toffees came back to rescue a 2-2 draw at home to Manchester United on Sunday, Kilbane said it was United winger Marcus Rashford who looked the most dangerous in an attacking sense without looking like he'd score goals.
United's threat was coming through Rashford for certain spells in the second half. And Look, he's had a lot of issues, hasn't he, in terms of the maybe way that the crowd's given him the reception, and he felt as though he had to leave. He felt as though that there was no coach that could entice him back to United. It looked like even last season when he was at Barca that he would never return to United. So Carrick has obviously said the right things to him. He's Man United through and through, come through every level of the system there as well. So, look, as you said before, undoubted quality. There's history of him scoring goals in this side as well. The one thing I would say, maybe the only criticism of him yesterday, I don't feel like he was actually going to score goals yesterday. Yeah. A lot of his play was really eye-catching, but I didn't feel as though he'd get himself into position to actually finish off moves and score goals. That might be the next part of the added confidence that needs to be built within him, where you feel he can go on and start scoring goals as well as creating chances for them. So you'd naturally think a player of Rashford's intelligence will just set off and make runs and Fernandes will find him, particularly, I feel, when they're away from home, because when they're playing like they were playing yesterday, Everton have to come out and play, particularly when they went down when they went down 1-0 Everton. They had to come out and get themselves back into the game. That's when maybe Rashford excelled, when United did go a goal up, because there was a little bit more freedom for him. But in answer to that, maybe it's just lacking a little bit of confidence for him, because last season when you saw him play for Barcelona even, I saw at times where he was setting off and players around him, maybe Pedri and others that were freeing him up, putting him in behind, and he was getting himself in one-on-one positions off the left flank to score. So there's no reason why he can't do that now with the caliber of players that United have around him now. Again, it might just be something that he's just still, even though he's playing quite well, he's playing very well.
And if you want to hear that back in full or even all of our football coverage, you can do so by becoming a member and signing up at offtheball.com/join. That's all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Off the Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province.
Join some of the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht as we travel round the country to preview the 2026-27 rugby season. Don't miss your chance to be there. Get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events.